It's becoming an all too familiar story, a tsunami of patients at packed emergency clinics waiting hours to get help from slammed medical staff. Last night we heard from a Wellington emergency doctor who told us of the relentless wave of patients from dawn to dusk and a shortage of staff. But is the message getting through to the right people, including the Health Minister? Well, tonight's Waikato Emergency Clinic doctor Leslie Topping, who was called into work on what should have been her days off this week, says Andrew Little has got it wrong if he thinks the system is coping.
A waiting room full of crying children, coughing people, distressed people, people with bandages on their hands, just looking blankly and waiting.
And how long do they wait?
Up to 5 hours. No. Mothers with children who'd been up all night, who waited, you know, from 10 till 3 o'clock in the afternoon to be seen.
So you've been a GP for what, about 40 years?
I've been a GP for 40 years, yeah.
So how does this compare?
Well, in general practice, you have appointments and people come in. But the trouble is that the people in urgent care, people just arrive when they arrive around the clock. And many of them are telling us that they can't get an appointment with their GP for 3 weeks or so.
So what is a day like for you then?
You walk in, you pick up a patient, there's a huge list of them. You just pick up the next one. You go and see whatever it is, you do your best for them, and you carry on to the next one. And you just do that as fast as you can without making mistakes, if possible. And it's tense, and it's you're feeling for your patients.
Is there anything that can be done, do you think, to ease the kind of workload and stress that you're seeing in your clinic, but also in so many clinics around the country?
The only thing I'd suggest would be an education campaign to help people to know when to come and when to stay at home. To not come in at the first cough or the first vomit or not even the second one, but to come in when they're short of breath, to come in when the child is lethargic and listless and not eating and drinking at all, to come in when they're really worried.
The Health Minister says that the system as a whole is coping. Do you think it is?
No, absolutely not. And I worry terribly because the average age of GPs is well over 50. Half of them are planning to retire, and if they burn out with this sort of thing, they'll retire earlier and the whole problem will be exacerbated even worse.
So do you have any faith that your concerns are being heard and that your work conditions are being seen by people who are in power and who have the ability to make changes?
No, not really. GPs have always been the poor cousin. The hospitals and their waiting lists have always carried more weight politically. There's been a sinking lid on GP incomes, so people don't want to do it. They've got student loans to pay off. They need to earn an income. So not many people are coming into general practice. And the same goes for nursing, by the way. With our nurses departing to the DHBs because they've had a pay rise and we can't afford to give them one, or they're departing to Australia where they can earn double. And the Health Minister just says we're coping.
Are you pretty thin on the ground when it comes to staff if you've been called in on two of your days off?
We've got approximately half the staff we need, and considerably less than we had a couple of years ago. And we've got a bigger load at the moment because with this tsunami of respiratory illnesses, and we've also had a huge amount of diarrhoea and vomiting lately, plus the ordinary stuff.
So as a doctor dealing with that on a daily basis, how does that leave you feeling?
Well, I'm glad I'm approaching retirement anyway. I'm in my late 60s. I'm working as hard as I ever have, mostly out of concern for the system and my patient and the patients. But there's an awful lot of doctors in my age group, and I don't know who's going to look after me when I do retire.
Is it a career that you would recommend to people coming through medical school?
If things change financially and And in terms of recognition, absolutely. I have loved being a GP. I have loved seeing people grow up. I have loved delivering babies and then seeing them grow up and looking after families and several generations and looking after the babies of the babies I delivered. It's the most satisfying thing.